Hi, everyone. Jennifer Hensel here from the Women in Podcasting Show. And I have on the show with me today, Raven, the talk show maven. As a child, Raven dreamt of being on the radio. However, her broadcasting journey didn't start until she was 55 years old and sitting in the ICU at her mother's bedside. Since then, Raven has gone on to become a former CNN radio correspondent, a 5-times award-winning talk show host, international best-selling author, CEO and founder of Raven International Broadcast Media Empire, Amazing Women and Men of Power Podcast Network, Power Me Up iHeartRadio, the Beyond the Interview Profitable Podcast Agency, Raven International Television Network, and listen to this, she was a proud recipient of Barack Obama's 2016 President's Lifetime Achievement Award. Wow. Raven is really the person to know in podcasting. For more than a decade, Raven has been committed to helping others find and own their voice so they can finally step out of the shadows into the spotlight and become the Oprah or Larry King in their niche, so they will be seen and heard by millions with their very own podcast, radio, TV, or interview talk show series. Join me in welcoming Raven, the talk show maven.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
So thank you so much for being here, Raven. I'm so thrilled to have you on the Women in Podcasting Show today. So I just did your intro, and I also wanted to mention that Jack Canfield said that you are one of the best interviewers on the planet.
Love that, Jack.
Well, you know, you are so connected in the industry, and you know so many people, and you've had so many years of experience and accomplishments in this industry. I mean, it's just, you amaze me. And I'm so thrilled that you invited me to be part of your upcoming summit. And so I wanted to chat with you about that today.
I was led to you, girl.
Awesome.
You know, and I'm a follow my gut type of person, follow your gut type of person. And so when a name just kind of pops up, you know, I just kind of reach out. You know, I'm not one that gets into the head a lot. I don't know if it's because I'm ADHD or because I'm old or both. I'm the grandma of the industry and I'm okay with it. But I don't know. But something just said, reach out to you. And wow, was I glad I did, because the interview was fantabulous.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled to be in this summit. And it is the Profitable Podcasters Summit.
Yes.
And wow, do you ever have some heavy hitters coming online? I mean, tell us a little bit about the summit.
Oh my goodness. The summit was something that just kind of came to me. You know, I don't know about you, Jennifer. Do you ever have those situations where, you know, something just says, you should do it, and it doesn't give you much warning or why, it just says you should do it. And that's what it was. It was like I hadn't done a summit since I think 2018. We had 50 people on then, and I did that one live, you know, I mean, all the no recordings. And that's why it probably took me this long to do it this time, you know. But and I just decided, okay, I'm going to go with it, because I have such a passion for this industry. I really would like for people to learn how to make some money, okay, and know the value of their show, because I truly have found out that most podcast hosts, even live stream hosts and YouTube hosts, they're so focused on the views, they drop the ball on asking for the money and presenting an offer. We do a fantabulous job in promoting our guests and making them look good and helping our audience to understand the value of what they're offering. But we really do drop the ball on us. And so I want to get people to make 3, 4, 5, even 6 figures, because it can be done. And this is what the purpose of the summit is. Before you can make that 5 or 6 figures, you got to make that first dollar. I learned that from my early on mentor, Alex Mendozian. And so we want to get you to where you will be comfortable and confident about the value of your show, and you're okay with putting an offer out there, putting a call to action out there, and having a funnel that's going to work for you, and just really stepping out there and forgetting about that you have a podcast, or as I say, a kitchen table radio. But sit in that chair when you broadcast, like you're on NBC, ABC, CBS, or whoever your major TV or podcast radio, I should say traditional radio station is. And don't think so much podcast, because I think that's where us as the host, we lose the value, because we're thinking, oh, I just have a podcast. But in this day and age, I'm sure you would agree, Jennifer, it has as much power and value as terrestrial radio, right? Or yeah. As regular TV. In fact, they are going to podcasting because they were seeing they were losing people, because people love that on-demand value that us podcasters offer. Of course, on my camp, we, you know, our industry or our community, we help our hosts take their podcast to radio and from radio to TV, because I believe people like to consume information in all kind of ways. We even make sure they get in best-selling books. And this is why the summit is going to talk to you about all those pieces, because as hosts, okay, you know this, Jennifer, but not a lot of people know this. We're not just hosts. We are in the media. Stick that chest out, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And oh, I'm so amazed. I can't believe you mentioned Alex Mendozian. When I learned about online marketing, it was from Alex.
His Teleseminar Secrets program?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I took, yeah.
And Tom Antion.
Ah, yes, and he's right? On there.
And you've got Tom Antion in the summit. Oh my goodness.
Yes, Alex was too busy. He was, you know, so I couldn't even get in contact with him, but I just left a private event a couple of weeks ago, my husband and I, where we spent 2 days in this private teaching event at the Wizard Academy in Texas with him. But he's been on all my other summits. I think this is the only one he hasn't been on. And that's the person that I learned that when the quickest way to become an expert is to interview experts. And he actually is responsible for me being in podcasting, because I think I may have told you, or I'm not sure if you know, that I launched my first show at the hospital. I created my first show from the hospital after hearing Alex saying on one of his Teleseminar Secrets call that the quickest way to become an expert is to interview others. I drafted out my show that was February 6, 2006 from the hospital. And April 23rd, 2006, I launched my first show from the kitchen table and been doing it ever since.
Wow. That is so amazing. So thrilled that Tom's going to be on there, Tom Antion. And then you have some other heavy hitters too. You've got some really top speakers coming on. Tell us about some of the other speakers that are going to be in the summit.
We have First Lady of Motown. A lot of people don't remember her if they're younger, but people my age, I'm 71, proud 71-year-old. Hey, shout out to all my senior women and men. Claudette Robinson is her name. She was married to Smokey Robinson. But more importantly, she was the first female singer at Motown. Berry Gordy gave her the name as the first lady of Motown. She sang with Smokey Robinson in the Miracles, and then later her in the Miracles. And she just got a star, I think, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last year or the year before, and some other great stuff. We got Steve Osher, of course, one of my mentors and friend, a New Media Summit, a podcast magazine. We could go on and on. Kim Coles, actress Kim Coles. She talks about how to broadcast and captivate. You guys might remember her on Living Single. Yeah, she played Sinclair. We got legendary TV talk show host Rolanda Watts. And, you know, Rolanda's also teaching people voiceover. So And of course, we got Les Brown, right, Jennifer? We got Les Brown, the motivator, and Bob Berg. Oh, he's really nice. Bob Berg is into referrals and being a go-giver. We got, do you remember Earl Nightingale? Well, he married a lady that was 30 years younger. Her name is Diana Nightingale. She's the first lady of transformation. So we have her on there, Terry Levine, Don Green, CEO of Napoleon Hill, and the legendary author Napoleon Hill's grandson, Dr. J.B. Hill. And I recorded his, I talked to him. He's not feeling well. He's not bad, but he wasn't able to do a live interview. So we're airing one that we did with him a while back that he agreed to have us air. Lisa Sasevich, Tom Antion. We got Jennifer Hensel. Yay! Oh, yeah. And we got LeBron Green, who was a supervising producer with the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's on there. My husband, Khalid Glover, who worked with Michael Jackson, Prince, and all that. He's going to share some insider secrets. Wally Amos, this is another one. We weren't able to catch him live, but we're sharing one of the best interviews. I've done four or five with him. He is 86, so his wife said he wasn't doing the best, but we wanted to feature him because he is a legendary when it comes to branding. Remember, he came up and invented the famous cookies. You remember those? You ever eat any of those? Yeah.
Totally.
So you'll enjoy this interview because it'll talk about his music career and how he really knows how to brand and make himself pop, make his self stand out among a crowd of other people, like he's the only one. And so that's why I wanted to share him. But yeah. And those are just some of the superstars.
That's so amazing. Over 30 speakers, and it's over 3 days. So it is packed with value. And we're going to have a link in the show notes so people can sign up for free. Can you believe, everybody, this is free?
Well, one of the things that we decide, we have a few people that did little mini master classes, like Anna Scheller, one of my hosts. She did a master class on Twitter chat. For podcasters, we have someone else did something for crowdfunding for podcasters. So their interview was so good and they had a second topic. So they just kind of did a mini class. I think you'll enjoy that. I'll be popping in with little 5 minute and 8 minute trainings. One of my, I guess you could say my secret sauce is being able, like everybody said, how did you get so many people in one summit? That's celebrities and thought leaders. And that's always been my secret sauce. So I'm going to kind of share some of those. But and then you'll have the opportunity, to, if you want to upgrade and get the lifetime access. I never really get this lifetime access. So I guess as long as God keep me on earth. You guys get to keep in, so let us bow our heads in prayer and see if you can get a good another 20, 30 years. How about that? 104 is what I'm going for.
You can do it.
So, yeah, and so you'll have an opportunity to come to my 3-day live event if you go ahead and upgrade. We're giving you that ticket, and you'll get my production toolbox. All that stuff is on the website. We made it so juicy for you. And this is for podcasters and broadcasters that want to make money with their show. Okay, so let me be clear of that. It's not so much for the person that wants to learn how to do a show. There's plenty of summits out there for that. We named it the Profitable Podcaster Summit because that's the name of the agency we have, the Profitable Podcaster Agency that helps podcasters make money. So everything is around that brand because, Jennifer, seriously, I hope to be doing this particular part for maybe another 10, 15 years. But I don't know, But I do know my passion and my hunger right now is still where it's been the past decade. And that is showing podcasters and broadcasters the value of what they have and moving them to the money, honey. Yeah. At 4, 5, 6 figures is what we're going for. But if you never made a dollar, let me help you like Alex Mendoza helped me make your first dollar. Because when you do that, when you get that first sale, whether it's $10, $20, whatever, That's when your chest stick out.
Yes. So the Profitable Podcaster Summit is 3 days and it's free, unbelievably, but it is free. Raven's giving it for free with over 30 speakers. And it's going to be broadcast live on iHeartRadio, Facebook, Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire from November 17th to November 19th.
Yeah, and it's going to air, like you said, on the TV channels, the radio, plus it'll air on Raven International TV on our website. There's a page that, you know, we run the live shows on there. So I'll make sure Jennifer gets that link too. If you want to watch on your website, you can. If you got streaming TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, kick back in your favorite chair, lay in your bed, and just step away from the computer, you'll be able to watch it on TV or listen on iHeartRadio. And you can, and we're on Alexa too, so you can say, "Alexa, play Power Me Up Radio Talk 24/7." That's the name of our radio station that's on iHeart. And it's going to start at 7 in the morning, and it's going to run till about 6 or 7 in the evening. And then we're going to kick it up and let it run again until the next day. And then at 7 a.m. the next day, we put the new show on. So you can listen, and, you know, you'll be able to listen to the replays, however you want to listen to it. But then the next day, the new one starts at 7 a.m. And so that's why you might want to upgrade. Totally up to you. It's free if you want to just, you know, listen in. But if you want that access to listen to it whenever you want until Raven gets 104, you can take advantage of the upgrade.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, who wouldn't take advantage of the upgrade where you can get access to over 30 speakers, you know, and just have it at your disposal for forever, for almost forever, right? For as long as Raven can go. But so from November 17th to 19th, people can sign up and listen live for free. We're going to have all the links on womenandpodcasting.show. So if people type in their browser, womenandpodcasting.show, they can go and they'll get all the links that we're talking about here for the free version and the upgrade. That is just so amazing. What you've created here is so valuable because it's all about monetizing your podcast. Like you said, there's lots of resources for starting your podcast, but this is all for monetizing your podcast.
Yeah. Making that money, honey. You know, I've done plenty of training, teaching people how to podcast and broadcast, and I think I have 35 hosts on my network, and I think maybe three of them had their own show. All the rest of them, you know, I had to help them get going from the start. And that really satisfied me for over a decade. I started doing this in 2006, and this year made 16 years of doing it. And the past, I guess you could say the past 5 years transitioned more into the let's make money. Okay, because that's the biggest issue that people think they have. But the real biggest issue that podcasters have is the mindset. And oh, you guys are gonna love Les Brown. He got so deep into making that mindset shift that you need to do. Diana Nightingale talked about it too. And J.B. Hill, Napoleon Hill's grandson, definitely talked about what it takes to move into action. He talked about the principles of Napoleon Hill. I mean, you know, for me as a podcaster, and I hope your podcast family is feeling it too, it's just, to me, it still remains to be remarkable having conversations with people like this. You know what I'm saying, Jen? Mm-hmm. And you don't really know them. You know, you get to know them as you interview, and I've gotten to be friends with some of them, but some of them that I just interview them and never talk to them again until I have a summit, and they're like, "Oh, sure, Raven, count me in." So don't underestimate the value of the relationships you have. Just because somebody may never speak to you again beyond that interview, still reach out to them when you want them on another show or you want them on a summit. I've learned to be honest, if you don't ask, ask, you won't get, get. Okay. And you got to master the art of asking. And we talk about that a lot in the summit. We're going to go deep on that on my 3-day event. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you really want to get to the money, And it doesn't mean that you're running a business with your podcast. If you have a podcast and it's the extension of your business, you'll learn how to get high-end clients from this podcast. You'll learn that you now are part of the media and you don't have to go by advertisement when you have your own show. If you position your call to action in the right place and you position yourself as a leader, as the thought after leader in your niche, you know, and do all the things that they're going to show you what to do. And Jennifer would tell you, I asked for the meat and the potatoes, right, Jen?
Yes, 100%. It was the funnest interview I've ever been in, and you're so knowledgeable at getting to the best pieces of the information.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, because we don't want fluff. You know, very few people we shared their story. If I thought, okay, this is interesting, let's talk about it. But I didn't want it to be another summit to where you were going to spend, you know, 15 minutes on each person sharing their story. Those are valuable, and I've done many of those and love them. But I really just wanted to get to the making the money, the monetizing, the prospering, the understanding the value, the making that mindset shift, because I know it starts with how you feel. Okay. And how you feel is going to affect how you speak and what you speak about. And I always teach my clients, Jennifer, it's not so much what you say, it's how you say it. And so this is why this mindset and how you're feeling is so important. Otherwise, what you put out there, people aren't going to resonate in the way that you and perceive it in the way that you want them. You know what I'm saying, Jen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes. And oh, you are a master interviewer. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the other interviews that are coming online that you're going to have between November 17th and 19th. But I must say, though, the biggest star, the most important person you can meet by showing up to this summit is Raven.
My goodness. You made me cry.
Because if you have not heard of Raven or met Raven, she is a mainstay in the podcasting industry. Everybody in the podcasting industry knows Raven. So come to the summit just to get to know Raven, and you will have a good time. You will learn a ton, and you will get connected if you're in Raven's universe. So come and join us in this summit.
Oh, thank you, Jen. And I got to tell you guys, you already know Jennifer, so you know she brought it, and she really did bring it. So you're going to be rooting. You're going to be like, that's our girl. That's our girl. So get ready. And I do want to say one other thing. You are going to get, when you register and the event starts, you won't get this until the actual day it starts on the 17th. In your email, you'll get a little link to where you can download your brochure, and it'll have everybody in there, what day they're coming on, the time, and all that. But don't just cherry pick, right, Jennifer? Don't cherry pick and say, I want to hear Jennifer. I want to hear Les Brown. I mean, this is why we close down our regular programming on our radio station. We have a full 24/7 radio station with licensed music and all that. We're shutting it down for those 3 days because we want you guys to be able to listen from your car, listen on your phone. We're shutting down our regular TV schedule and everything to put it out there. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think we may be the first. I think we might be the first person that I know of, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, that's actually doing this on their social media page, on Facebook and LinkedIn, and also on the radio network, and also on 3 TV channels. I think we might be the first.
I think so. That's amazing. Yeah. That's really amazing what you've
done. And if it works out, we're going to be offering it to other people to do, because I think it's a great way to, because, you know, you can't really sit at a computer all day, you know, but this way you can be able to take the phone and download iHeart app, plug it in your phone and search for Power Me Up Radio. You'll get our link. Go there, plug it into your phone. It can go with you. Or you can, if you're at home, you can look at TV, or you can go to the website. So we tried to think of everything. And so we didn't want you guys to miss any, because it's hard. People say, well, who's the best? And you know, obviously the main big peep names come to your mind, but I gotta tell you, it's the ones in between, I think, that's really gonna surprise you guys, because they really brought it. And guess what? They're people like us. They're not the big wigs that have, you know, they got their thing going on, right? And you wanna learn from them. But what about learning from people like you? Mm-hmm. You, me and Jen. You know, people that are in the trenches, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're in the trenches every day. You know, they're struggling and they're telling you what they struggled with and how they were able to get past that struggle to the money, honey, to change a chain.
Yay. That's fantastic. So that's just amazing. Lots of people really need this and they're going to be have a good time. So thank you so much for being here today, Raven.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you all for listening. And I got to get back in the community. I don't think I even ever introduced myself. I signed up a while back. I don't know, probably during the, what did we just go through, pandemic or something. But guys, hey, we're coming out the pandemic. Voting is over. It's your time to shine. I'm going to close with that. It's your time to come from the shadows to the spotlight and make you some money every step of the way. Turn your free podcast into a 4, 5, or 6-figure cash machine. Cha-ching, cha-ching. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's interview. You can find all the links we mentioned today in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. We'd love your follows, subscribes, and positive reviews. They help us to elevate women's voices everywhere. I invite you to join our community in the Women in Podcasting Facebook group and VIP club at womeninpodcasting.club.